This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, February 20th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the Supreme Court today issued a highly anticipated decision in a case challenging President Donald Trump's use of emergency powers to impose tariffs, ruling 6-3 that the president overstepped his legal authorities. The case focused on whether the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which Trump used to slap new tariffs on almost every major trading partner last year, allows a president to impose tariffs. The dispute before the court was a consolidation of challenges brought by a slate of small businesses and 12 Democratic state attorneys general. Solicitor General John Sauer had asserted in oral arguments that IEEPA's granting of a president to regulate importation includes the right to impose tariffs. The justices, led by Chief Justice John Roberts, disputed the notion. The president asserts the independent power to impose tariffs on imports from any country of any product at any rate for any amount of time, Roberts wrote. Those words cannot bear such weight. Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, as well as Ketanji Brown Jackson, joined parts of Roberts' opinion, as did conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett and Neil Gorsuch. Congress, not the president, has the constitutional authority to levy tariffs, they said. And when it has delegated that authority, it has done so in clear language, often using the word duly explicitly. When Congress has deregulated its tariff powers, it has done so in explicit terms and subject to strict limits, the opinion reads. Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossie says the ruling cast doubt on how President Trump will proceed in trade negotiations.
Trump has been able to issue tariff and tariff threats almost at will. I think we had over 750 last year changes in tariffs on different countries. This will now be more difficult. There's going to have to be investigations done. There's going to have to be some white papers or studies completed. The immediacy will be lost, and that diminishes the ability to get trade deals. They will take longer to be put together. I believe that Trump will still go back and use different tariff measures, 301. He's got a whole bunch of other opportunities. But again, they all take some study or a paper, investigation, and then there's a waiting period. So the immediacy is gone, and I think that's the big change in what happened today.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says Trump's trade negotiations have been effective.
President Trump has turned out, or maybe always has been, a skilled negotiator, and I want him to continue to be successful in expanding market access. He's already succeeded in getting American beef into Australia, ethanol and beef into England, rice into Japan, pork into Taiwan, and more recently with his agreement with India, we're going to get some agricultural products into India as well.
Bossie says the president will have to amend his negotiating strategy.
The administration no longer can just say, well, Mr. China, if you don't act the way we would like you to, we're going to tax you at a 50 or 100% rate, right? Much like it did under reciprocal tariffs last year. It does make negotiations more difficult. We'll see how the Chinese want to respond. But my suspicion, being in talking to some of the cash traders, is that they believe the Chinese may now delay some of their purchases of U.S. soybeans at 8 million metric tons, trying to get some feeling as to what the Chinese want to do next.
Following the ruling today, President Trump said the administration would use a combination of statutes to replicate some of the emergency tariffs that the Supreme Court struck down, with a new 10% baseline tariff coming first. He told reporters just hours after the ruling he would sign an order to adopt a 10% global tariff using Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Go to fb.org, click on the Issues tab, and look for labor, ag labor reform. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.